Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Wayne Madsen, report.com, linked at Infowars.com. Wayne Madsen is an investigative journalist, written for some of the biggest magazines and newspapers in the country. Madsen is a former U.S. Naval officer who was assigned to the National Security Agency during the Reagan administration. And then it goes on and on. He's also written the best-selling book concerning how to protect your personal data. We'll tell you more about that before he leaves us. We're going to go to your calls here in just a moment. 1-800-259-9231. We're about to go to David and Ian and others that are holding. But, Wayne, you were trying to finish up.
Well, I just wanted to mention these private contractors. Blackwater USA, we've heard a lot about. People may not know how tied in this private contractor is with the Republican Party. Blackwater is run by Eric Prince, whose sister is married to the DeVos family in Michigan, and they're the people that run Amway. Joseph Schmitz, who was the Inspector General for the Pentagon under Rumsfeld, is now the General Counsel for Blackwater USA. Joseph Schmitz, you may not know his sister by her maiden name, which was Mary Kay Schmitz, but people would know her by her married name, Mary Kay Letourneau. One and the same, the woman who served time in jail for having sex with her 12-year-old student.
Unbelievable.
Family values.
Well, they're totally obsessed with that type of behavior. Why do we see this crop up so much with this whole clan of people?
The mainstream media, I mean, they'll concentrate on missing girls in Aruba, but here we've got a Pentagon connection to Mary Kay Letourneau, a child molester, and that's just not even looked at, or nobody cares about that.
Well, that's the intel we just keep getting everywhere on these sickos. I want to take some calls here, but I want to get back into the foreign troop situation. The precedent's been set, foreign troops, foreign mercs from Israel. Blackwater's pretty much international. And that's the intel we got, was it was going to be private mercs just in gray or camo uniforms. And here they are, Mexican troops, precedent set, Dutch troops, precedent set, and all the good old boys aren't even aware of it now because it's not hypothetical. It's happening. Dave in Michigan, then Ian and others. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
Yeah, I called to tell you that the hip-hop mayor of Detroit managed to get himself reelected yesterday. Kwame Kilpatrick.
Well, we're all doomed. What else is
The one that wanted him, to make the attacks on hamburgers to tell you how to run your life.
I remember, yes. And I don't believe it with all these little electronic voting machines. It's like 90%+ of people are against these toll roads, but one of the initiatives passed, one of them failed. I mean, that's a question for Wayne. Wayne, you worked at the NSA. I mean, these electronic voting machines have been caught over and over again running frauds. How do you have 90%+ of people against something, but it still passes?
Well, that's right. And as anybody at NSA will tell you, and NSA has looked into issues of electronic voting, especially in Maryland, where they're headquartered. It's so easy to write a little bit of code to flip-flop the election. And we've got an issue here with a very close race where we had the governor. Tim Kaine won the governor's race by a wide margin, but the lieutenant governor and more so the attorney general are so close. Here we go again, like the 2000 election in Florida. Elections shouldn't be this close, and you have to ask, why are they? Is there some sort of manipulation? And as we know that the voting machine companies, ES&S, Diebold, the others are all owned by this very small group consortium, all tied with one political party. So you gotta wonder what's going on behind the scenes. And these elections, especially statewide and national elections, just should not be this close.
Exactly.
And we've had enough of too many of them.
Dave, anything else?
Well, in Detroit, there's 920,000 people, and they had 300,000 voters registered on vacant lots in rest homes that hadn't voted for 10 years that managed to cast ballots yesterday.
Well, that's good old-fashioned Democratic fraud there.
Oh, yeah. They had the FBI impounded all the absentee ballots.
All right.
By 52%.
I hear you. We'll come back and talk to Ian in Ontario, Canada. Stay with us. Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have mass looting going on of every sector of the economy. Classical police state systems and mechanisms are being erected, and the criminal elements in the government that's been hijacked by private interest openly say it's for martial law, openly talk about forced labor camps. Their mouthpieces on talk radio push for putting anybody in prison that, quote, disagrees with the government. The IRS is going after churches and saying you can't ever have an anti-war sermon. That's political. I mean, it's just wholesale attacks on freedom that are going on right now. We're talking to Wayne Madison, who worked there at the NSA, about a host of issues. And we're going to take a few more of your calls now. That number is 1-800-259-9231. Ian in Ontario, Canada, you're on the air with Wayne Madison.
Thank you, Alex. A quick comment about Rector Ted, and then a question for your guest, Wayne. Rector Ted and the listening audience, shouldn't surrender the terms of reference in the debate on church and state.
Okay, well, that was an hour and a half ago. Why don't you fill folks in on what we were talking about in the first hour?
Rector Ted, his church, if the government was going to, IRS was going to challenge a sermon that was given by a guest and former rector at his church, and they'd lose their tax-free status.
Well, he's given the... It was Reverend George F. Regas that gave the sermon, and it didn't even say who to vote for. It just said this war is wrong, and now that's not even allowed. That's evil. And look, the First Amendment says the government shouldn't be involved in what churches are saying and doing, period. They can make no law on how the church is set up or how it operates, but we've gone down the line, and now they're openly telling conservative and liberal churches, you don't say a word about politics, I guess, unless you're Pat Robertson, then you can call for killing people. Let's get a comment, and I'll let you finish up, Ian, from Wayne Manson. Wayne?
Well, certainly if we go back and look at the what happened in Nazi Germany, it was okay for clerics to preach politics from the pulpit as long as they... espouse the ideas of the Nazis and Adolf Hitler.
The same thing with China today.
That's right. It was those clergymen like Pastor Bonhoeffer and Martin Niemöller who, when they condemned the Nazis, they were hauled off to concentration camps and their churches were closed down. So yeah, we've seen all this kind of thing happen before, and I think it's just as another indication how right wing and radical these people that have taken over our government are.
Gentlemen, it's not about the separation of church and state, whether the enemy of truth is the phony left or the phony right. And this is the point that you have to make in this kind of debate. What they really want, and listen for it, is separation of conscience and state, because conscience is the personal authority which demands truth in the heart of every human being.
Well, I'll just boil it down. In America and anywhere else, we call it tyranny when the government's going around telling preachers that they can't give a speech against war. I'll give a speech if I'm a preacher or I'm a Daffy Duck. I mean, this is just a base liberty. And notice, they're attacking every basic freedom. It's systematic. It's system-wide. It's systemic. Wayne?
Well, it's true. And I think if the IRS chooses to... take away the tax status of the church, the people can live with that. And I think, and if the IRS does that, I think maybe we need a tax moratorium, and people, millions and millions of people should just refuse to send in those forms April 15th.
Well, I mean, this is a commissariat. We talk about communism. Hugo Chavez is giving government lands back to the people with deeds of title and divesting government fascist interest, basically. It's really free market, what he's doing, in the great spirit of America. And meanwhile, our government's got the Supreme Court saying private interest, if they've got more money than you, can lobby the local robber baron to steal your property. I mean, it's at every level.
Well, somebody's got to be able to take those state-owned lands in places like Florida and build nice homes for people like Karl Rove, after all.
Wayne, my question is about Chavez.
Yes.
You may not know it, but Larry Nichols, Clinton's public relations director in the Arkansas governor's office, tells us that Clinton tried to give him a copy of Hitler's Mein Kampf because he thought it was a great political manifesto. And, of course, Castro was renowned as a young revolutionary lawyer for his copy of Mein Kampf. What these ostensibly left-wing socialists admired about it was that Hitler's, the young revolutionary, accomplished his revolution through the instruments of legitimate constitutional government, rather than through military conquest like Mao, Castro, and Lenin. So my question is Chavez a self-declared Marxist-Leninist? Is he truly a Marxist-Leninist, or has he been smeared with this label?
Well, I think if we look at his background, he did try to take over power in a unsuccessful coup d'etat some years ago against the oligarchs, and he served time in prison for that, and then he decided to go the democratic process.
Yeah, let me try to boil this down. Look, that's why the communists are so bad, is they go into areas where things are bad and there's corruption, and then they pose as the solution when all they're going to do is set up a new form of centralization. So a lot of people throughout history, when they're young, when they're 20 years old and just a street peasant, of course they're going to be recruited at some point by that system. But he totally has gone the other direction. He gives speeches about the New World Order, about the bankers. This guy talks about the globalists. He talks about the one world government. Believe me, they hate his guts for real. Wayne, do you agree with that?
Well, that's right. And he also, he's gaining a lot of supporters in other countries in Latin America. Evo Morales, who's running for president of Bolivia, says the same things about what's happening in Bolivia, as Chavez says, in Venezuela. Let's give the land back to the people. Now, Morales used to be the head of the coca farmers union in Bolivia, so you can see where he's going to be going. He's going to say, wait a minute, you know, these are these people's livelihoods, and why should we have the Yankees up in North America declaring what we've grown here for hundreds and hundreds of years to be illegal when it's a part of our economy.
All right, thank you for the call, Ian. Let's move on now to Tony in New York. Tony, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, great show. Good question, and I'll take the answer off the air. Can you talk in depth more about the Shalaby connection? Why is he back in the picture when he allegedly stole $300 million?
There's no allegedly. He was convicted of that.
And can you also clarify, there's rumor going on that Scooter Levy is the son of G. Gordon Liddy. Thank you very much.
Well, on Shalaby, yeah, he's back in his country because the obviously the neocons are still basically in charge of this administration. He's meeting with the National Security Advisor Hadley. He's meeting with Condoleezza Rice. He's meeting with Donald Rumsfeld. So it's an indication that Fitzgerald's work, he still has a lot of work ahead of him. He got this one guy, Libby. Now, as far as Libby, as far as I know, Libby,
he's too old, number one.
He's too old. But the thing is Libby, I think the name was changed from, its original Leibowitz, and they shortened it to Libby. Libby was also, the one connection is that he was the lawyer for Mark Rich, the international fugitive who Clinton pardoned in the 11th hour. And Clinton said later that he wished he hadn't have done that.
Yeah, we're talking about Mossad operatives.
And this is Mark Rich, who's been likened as the Don Corleone of the Russian, Ukrainian, Israeli mafia. That he's the guy he's the guy in charge.
And again, you're a former NSA officer and a Navy officer, worked with Ronald Reagan, and you're just trying to defend our sovereignty. And you know, we're the good guys, folks. We're against this pack of criminals raping this country. I'm sick of it.
Well, that's right. I mean, if I saw this happening to the country in the 1980s, I would have said, "Hey, we've been infiltrated. We've got a fifth column. We've got people that are obviously trying to destroy the nation from within." And I would have been appalled at this. And unfortunately, this is happening now. And very few people in the government are complaining about it. And those who do take a stand are viciously attacked, like Joseph Wilson and Valerie Plame
Do you ever get threatened yourself?
I got one serious one where I decided to leave town for a couple of days. Just thought that was the proper thing to do. It came from a pretty reliable source, But it turns out it was just intimidation. It's intimidation like all the other intimidation.
Yeah,
like,
I found all these punks. I mean, punks threaten.
Well, that's right. Yeah. It depends on where the threat comes from. I get a lot of hateful email, but
I think it's good as long as they're threatening. The times that really do something don't threaten it. Let's go ahead and talk to Francis in Brooklyn. Francis, you're on the air. Welcome.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi.
I found the discussion most interesting, but I wanted to raise a question, and that is, during the 1970s, we had a number of laws that Congress had enacted for all individuals in government concerning conflicts of interest and assets being placed in blind trust.
Yeah, this is all being selectively enforced.
Correct. Now, I know in 1980, in 1981, when Casey was made director of the CIA, he refused actually to have his assets in a blind trust because he was doing all sorts of investing in different things, and no one really enforced it at that point. Why can't, as a check and balance, why can't John Q. Public enforce these laws? And if that were the case, all of the cabinet officers, including the vice president and our president, would be indicted and...
I'll tell you what, we've got a break. Wayne, can you do a 5 more minutes?
Sure, no problem.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Well, Francis, are you done?
No, I'm still here.
Okay, well, I'll hold you over if you're not done with the question.
Well,
stay there. We'll come back to you, is what I'm saying. And we got a little 5-minute segment, and then we'll talk about some of the toll road business and hit a few other news items in the last 30 minutes of the show. But we'll do Five more minutes after this break with our great guest, Wayne Madsen of WayneMadsenReport.org. I'm Alex Jones, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com. Check them out today.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Used topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com, and for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Welcome to RealityZone.com. My name is G. Edward Griffin. When I wrote The Creature from Jekyll Island, A Second Look at the Federal Reserve, I said we must create an entirely new money supply which is 100% backed by precious metals, and we must do this within a reasonably short period of time. I'm now pleased to inform you that the Liberty Dollar Organization has done precisely that. The Liberty Dollar is 100% backed and redeemable in gold and silver. So, if you want to make money and protect your purchasing power, I encourage you to visit the Liberty Dollar at www.libertydollar.org or call 888-421-6181 to find out about getting a free copy of The Creature from Jekyll Island. That's www.libertydollar.org or call toll-free 888-421-6181.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption. Defending liberty, resisting tyranny. Wayne Madsen, our guest, final segment with this guest. Another guest coming up. Talk about the toll roads, very important. The smattering of other important news items we need to recap and haven't covered yet. Francis in Brooklyn, finishing up your question briefly.
Yes, that really was it, because what surprised me about this, well, it really didn't surprise me, but the run-up to the war in Iraq and Afghanistan, none of the questions were really answered. And having been, around during the Vietnam War,
sure.
It's just as if all of those deaths were wasted.
Thanks for the call.
It's awful to say that. But
sure, sure. And then they'll just put in a new group of puppets and do it again and again and again. No one's ever held accountable. I mean, how do we hold these people accountable?
Well, as far as RICO statutes, yes, the Securities and Exchange Commission, they're not doing their job, just like the EPA and all these other regulatory agencies of the government have been totally emaciated by Mr. Bush. Some people have suggested a civil RICO being brought as a class action suit by a bunch of American citizens. Well, I've seen stuff written about it.
Those have been done, but the judges are all bought and paid for.
They're all bought and paid for, and they get thrown out. So, it's tough. It's tough to work within the system right now, and we've got Bush packing the court with all of his cronies, and obviously they're trying to do end runs around not only the courts but the regulatory agencies. I don't think, one of the things is, just a few months ago, one of the assistant chief litigators for the Securities and Exchange Commission was found bludgeoned to death in a cheap, seedy motel room in Alexandria, Virginia. They said, after a Harvard Law School graduate, up-and-coming guy, they said he quit his job at the SEC and started hanging around a couple of crackheads. You know, what about that story doesn't sound right? It's sort of like Marvin Bush's maid being crushed to death by her own car, which was, by the way, right around the corner from where this guy was found beaten to death in a seedy motel room. So.
Well, they've also found dead bodies out at other Bush compounds.
That's right. This administration has as many dead bodies as they have phony intelligence documents floating around.
Well, I want to take one final call from Annette in West Virginia, but it's been great, Wayne, and I want to get you back up in the near future. But for the cops out there driving along and people in government who believe this system is all perfect and it's not corrupt, or even if it is, it's still our system, they need to understand that they're helping destroy this country when they turn a blind eye to all of this. I mean, this is destroying their children's futures. Annette in West Virginia, you're on the air with our guest. Go ahead.
Yes, when Khrushchev was asked about communists in the United States, he said, "Oh, we don't call them communists; we call them liberals." And I found something interesting concerning the definition of a liberal. And if you look at the first letter of each word that I'm stating, it will spell liberal: lacking in basic education, research, and logic.
Yeah, I've heard that before. You know, I really think that whether it's communist, socialist, fascist, the neocons, the Clintonoids, it doesn't matter who it is. These are gangs of crooks who want to dominate and rule our lives and feed on us. It's called tyranny. Until 100 years ago, they taught freedom versus slavery in the colleges. And I think this whole liberal conservative thing is a distraction in itself. False template, false map of the mind. Wayne Madsen?
Well, George Orwell had that pretty well right in 1984. Remember, he wrote about the labels, the newspeak that came up that everybody was supposed to use. It was just it was a great diversion to keep people's minds off of what was really happening. So labels are fine, it's really, as you suggest, it's what's behind the labels, the neocons, neoliberals. We've got these Republican in name only rhinos and Democrat in name only dinos.
Communists themselves, funded by big money interests, who just wanted client dictators to deal with. And that, anything else?
I wish that you would make a distinction between finance capitalism and fascism. They're worlds apart.
Ma'am, I've just pointed out crony capitalism is not free market. I am free market, and I totally agree with you. There's two separate things. But I mean, the so-called capitalists we hear about have financed every rotten thing you can imagine. As long as it centralizes power, they're behind it. Wayne?
No, but wait a minute. Alex?
Yes?
Alex, what I'm saying is that the fascism in Germany and Italy is not what you call fascism here in the United States and what's growing in the West. And someday, I wish that you and I could personally talk about this.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to let Wayne Madsen go, WayneMadsenReport.org. I'll let you briefly finish on the other side of that. Wayne, it was great having you on, and I really can't wait to have you back on again.
You bet. Good to be with you, Alex.
Thank you, sir. Vaya con Dios. Okay, Annette, we'll let you finish briefly. I got another guest coming up, but we'll get the guest on, too.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you could drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Star on my car and one on my chest, a gun on my hip and the right to arrest. I'm the guy who's a boss on this highway, so watch out what you're doing when you're driving my way. If you break the law, you'll hear from me. I know I'm a working for the state. I'm the highway patrol.
And don't forget, the state is God. They are the authorities. They are the officials. We are the serfs, the slaves, the peons, the civilians. Whatever happened to government servants? My dad's dad held a few political offices out in the countryside, but he just did it to cut taxes and leave people alone. He was loved for it. And people call him a politician, or they call him a Republican, or... And he'd say, don't you call me a politician. I'm a servant. I'm a public servant. That was many years ago. Don't you call him a servant now. One time I called an obnoxious cop a servant. It was some government meeting locally in the neighborhood telling everybody to be tattletales. And he said, I pay taxes. I pay my own salary in front of a whole crowd of people. And so that's what I am. I pay for myself. I mean, it's just cuckoo, cuckoo. And we work for you, don't we? were slaves. Look, the whole thing is the bankers did fund communism, and that's just a historical fact. I mean, the KGB files have been released, and almost everybody McCarthy fingered was a communist and more. But McCarthy was a drunk on a power trip. Nobody's perfect, running around, attacking a lot of innocent people, and his sniveling attorney. And when he fingered the army and called them communists, which it was true, they were funding the communists, but it wasn't communism. Again, it isn't communists are taking America over and the Russians run everything. From the deep research I've done, it's that the international crime cartel has funded that, funded fascism. It's funded it all, anything to consolidate power. Communism doesn't exist, the term we hear of it. It's just slavery, folks. Good night and good luck. You know, Edward R. Murrow tonight, brought to you by Kent Cigarettes. People go see that movie, and oh, evil McCarthy, oh, wonderful Edward R. Murrow. Why would CBS, openly owned by the military-industrial complex, openly owned by the defense contractors, even more than it is today, attack him? Why would the establishment do that if they were just a little underdogs? You know, because it's baloney. The anti-communist movement was actually used to set up a police state in America. So see, all this stuff's been infiltrated and taken over. And I just get past all the terms. Now, Annette from West Virginia, you wanted to tell us, were you going
to
tell me?
Well, to put things in a proper framework, this is not the time. But what I'm trying to say is that both Italy and Germany were nationalistic. They understood that communism was slated to be.
Why did Hitler call himself a national socialist?
Because he was national. He was a nationalist, and socialist. The word socialist, as it was used and incorporated in taking care of Germany, had an entirely different effect. They actually did things for the people. They created the Autobahn.
They killed all the retarded children.
Well,
they sterilized people.
No, just one moment. When they knew the whole New World Order plan was to destroy Germany. Germany is inhabited by essentially the true tribe of Judah, and it has always been the vanguard for true Israel, which are the people of the West. Now, what I'm trying to say is that they knew that all the people that it takes to take care of retarded children, they were started to put them to death mercifully, but the Catholic Church stopped that, and that was okay. What I'm trying to say is this, that communism is a creation of Talmudic Judaism under the six-pointed star. And you could be any nationality or any race, because it's a seed line, and they're under that six-pointed star. Now, the word Nazi is a true, legitimate Hebrew word, which means chief. And the word national, both our in English, German, and Italian, came from that Hebrew word. Only in Italy it was started with the spelling N-A-Z-I.
Okay, listen, I appreciate your call. I know all about British royal Israelism and seed lines and the Christian identity and all of it. And every group, that you know, the black professor saying kill all the whites. Blacks are the God race. And then you got the Jews saying they're the God race. And you got the Aryans saying they're the God race. And you got the Metcha crowd who's Native Americans, Native Southern North Americans mixed with Spanish seed line, saying they're the mythical God race. And I've got the mayor, Gus Garcia, saying they're the God race in a ritual at the city council on TV. I mean, I have this video. I put it on my local TV show. I got to air that again. There's no time to put all this together or do all this or cover all this. And I just, Queen of England says that she is from the tribe of Judah. She gets coronated on the stone where Abraham supposedly almost sacrificed Isaac. And I just, you know, it goes off into the whole netherworld of an area that I just can't give my show over to it. Now, I did give you 2 minutes in the last segment and, 3 minutes just then, or no, 4 minutes. I was timing it to say your piece. And I'm sure you're a very nice person. You know, I try to expose all this evil. I try to expose all these tribalist groups. I try to expose what they're all doing, to be equal and fair about it. We try to do what other people do not do. And, yes, it would feel really good to say that I'm part of the God race. And, of course, I'm corrupted. I'm only, you know, my mother's family's German and Alsatian, and my dad's is English and Scotch-Irish, and, and some Native Americans. So, see, I've got corrupt seed line, folks. I've got the seed of Cain. But I don't see myself bearing evil fruits. I don't see myself out doing all these evil things I'm supposed to do because I got savage engine blood in me. I'm being sarcastic, New York Times. I know. Alex Jones calls Indians savages. I'm being sarcastic about myself, okay? But, and they know that, and they're still going to, I've got to remember, I can't be sarcastic anymore. It's taken too seriously by too many people. But, do we ever get a hold of Sal Costello? The Texas Toll Party had been knocking down my door to get on the show. And he wanted to come on and give us an update about beating some of the toll road stuff, some of it passing, which I don't buy any of that, folks. Everybody was against it. You couldn't find anybody for the toll roads, and one of the initiatives that kind of funds the whole thing still passed, but the big one didn't. So we did have a victory there with Prop 9 going down. Prop 1 did go through, but to kind of transfer more power to these unelected, unaccountable bureaucracies. You know what we'll do? We got about 19 minutes left. Well, not about exactly 19 minutes left in transmission as I look at my atomic clock. 41 minutes after the hour and 3 seconds exactly right now. I'll give the toll-free number out. If you got any questions or comments and quick comments, only because we'll never have time to get to the other people if we don't, the toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And let's go ahead and do a little pluggy-wuggy here, and then I will go back and do your calls. Right now, I'm offering a whole bunch of new specials. We have the Alex Jones Police State documentary special, 3 incredible classic films, Police State 2000, Police State 2 The Takeover, Police State 3 Total Enslavement, for $45.95. It's a $32 savings, normally $25.95. $45.95, a $32 savings. The DVD blowout, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State. Both of those are miniseries. American Dictators, all 3 of those films for $45.95, a $25-plus savings. The 9/11 book special, my 9/11 book and Paul Watson's excellent Ordered Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror, and the New World Order. It covers a whole host of government-sponsored terror and their master plan. It's excellent. And both of them for $19.95. And so you save, like $11. And then we also have the amazing T-shirt deal. Get one T-shirt for $15, $5 discount. Get 2 for, $13.95 a piece. It's a $12 savings. And get 3 for $9.95 a piece, or $29.95, over a $30 savings. We have the Defend the Second Amendment package, a classic Charlton Heston interview I did on CD, in CD format, the Mass Murderers Agree, Gun Control Works, Politicians Love Disarm Peasants T-shirt in any size you wish, and the JPFO, Jews Preservation of Firearms Ownership, video, Innocence Betrayed on VHS or DVD, to wake folks up about the Second Amendment, and 3 Grandpa Jack comic books about the history of the Second Amendment written for the general level of the average American to wake up that friend or family member. It's written at a child's level. The government's done that to them, so you got to reach them at that level. That's $44.95. You save a whole bunch on that. So, and then there's the Everything Else special, every other book and video and thing I carry, and for an incredibly low price. And then we have the Everything Else special, Everything Else Alex Jones special, normally $320, all 12 films, books, a bunch of stuff. That is only, and you get a free gift too when you get that, $179. And that is a, what's the savings on that? Over $140. So, and we got other deals where DVDs are as low as $5.95 with some of the specials. I mean, I've got deals right now that are the lowest they've ever been by leaps and bounds, and then another country mile. I mean, you need to take advantage of this. We just want to get the word out. We just want to wake people up. We just want to inform. Please get the films. Please make copies. Get them to your friends and family. They're having such a huge effect. The toll-free number to call and get any of the books or videos or take advantage of these specials is 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or you can go to prisonplanet.tv, get your 15-cent a day membership, and see all the films and the weekly TV reports and the audio interviews, 15 cents a day, prisonplanet.tv. That makes all the websites possible. I want to thank all of those that have been members now for over a year and a half, many of you. And for those during the little hiccup of yesterday that couldn't be avoided as we transferred it to new servers, but now up and running for you, just a few hours of no service. And so prisonplanet.tv. And you can always go to Infowars.com and order the videos via the safe, secure online shopping cart. And I hope you'll do that. Let's go back to the calls here. Then I'm going to recap some news and cover some news we haven't gotten to. Who's up first there? Alex in Florida, you're up first. Welcome.
Hello, Alex. Let me thank you for an outstanding show today. It's been terrific.
Thank you.
As always, you have interesting guests. But you just got finished plugging your movies, and actually the intention of my call was to do the same. And what I wanted to tell you is I've been a member for only about 3 weeks now, and I've been buying videos like left and right and giving them away. And you know, I've always considered myself a very informed person, and I always felt that I already knew all this stuff. Well, let me tell you, folks, and you and everybody else, you don't know it all. You've got to see those videos. And I think all of us, when we tend to talk to people, we like to preach to the choir, you know, talk to people that we think would be receptive to hearing this information or be inclined to believe it. But let me tell you something, Alex. The people that I've shown these videos to, like Order of Death and Martial Law, the people that I would assume would be the least receptive to hearing about this ended up being the most receptive.
No, it's like shooting fish in a barrel. Right now, people have never been more receptive.
It's incredible. I had one lady that actually worked for me, and I let her watch Order of Death, and then she came back and she wanted to see a couple more. And she came back to me and says, you know, the fog has cleared, and I'll never look at news the same way again.
Well, that's the thing, and God bless you for what you're doing. I mean, that's literally the Lord's work to open people's eyes and expose the lies of the New World Order and the beast and the bully that goes around barking, trying to cower all of us. I mean, people are waking up, and everything makes sense once you know the truth. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was making a quip to her, and I said, well, what you got to do next is start turning off Bush's Ministry of Truth, which is, of course, Fox News. And she says, yeah, I watched it last night, and after seeing a couple of those documentaries, I can see that it's just so obvious bull droppings. And this is a good Christian lady, too, and she doesn't usually use language like that.
Well, it's upsetting to see what's happened. I really appreciate your call, Alex. And God bless and Godspeed. Keep it up. That is exciting. Okay, there's a bunch of callers here, and I've got my call list out of order. Who's up next? Maryland and Missouri. Okay, I thought I had two states in a row. Maryland and Missouri. Maryland's a pretty name. Maryland, how you doing?
Well, thank you for the compliment.
You bet.
I've been engaged in the same kind of work you're doing for 5 years. I've served in public office. I have distributed videos to people that are elected and non-elected, mostly officials running our city. But there's one thing that I have a little problem with. And so my question to you is this. Have you really studied the fact that the people that are misnamed American Indians are not all of the same blood?
Well, I know there's a bunch of different tribes and groups of people. I was being sarcastic earlier because I've said on the air before that I've got some Native American blood, which I'm proud of, and I've gotten emails, you scumbag seed of Satan.
Well, I don't know what your American Indian heritage is.
I got actually a couple.
Given the work you do, by their fruits ye shall know them. And I would say that you have the good blood. So I'm hoping that one of these days, maybe you'll find time, if you have not done so already, to thoroughly study the 23rd chapter of the book of Deuteronomy. And then
I'll try to read the 23rd. Let me see. 23rd of Deuteronomy.
Yes, and then in the New Testament we have lots of references to I come not but for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And I think all of us in the Patriot Movement need to develop an understanding.
Yeah, I mean, I certainly don't understand all that stuff. I just, you know, I just try to
give it a try. Give it a try. And because I believe if we understood who we are and why we're here, that we could turn around this dastardly thing that's happening to our country and most of the world, and begin to understand that we're here to be shepherds. We're not here to lord it over, be dictators, kill people, whoever they are.
All right, Marilyn, I appreciate your call. I'm going to take one final call from Mike in Arizona. Sorry to others. I'm going to get back and hit a few, some good news and some bad news, too. So different things have happened today. But we can all know this. We're in the fight for civilization. We're in the fight for liberty and freedom. For all the marbles, this is for everything. It's on the line. We'll be right back with the final segment. This has been a fiery, informative broadcast this 9th day of November.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Yes.
You're talking earlier to a man from, I can't remember the name of the church, but at any rate, these pastors who who apply for 501c3 status.
I know there's a bunch of socialists and leftists out there doing it. The point is, the government has no business regulating churches. It's in the First Amendment.
Yeah, but they bring it on themselves. They bring this problem on this on themselves by applying for 501c3 status.
We shouldn't apply for that, but the government claims then you don't have tax exemption unless you have that.
No. The church falls naturally under Section 508. Just these churches want to see a letter or something in writing from the government, otherwise they feel insecure. So I think it's mainly their attorneys that talk them into.
I don't know. We've had Pastor Dixon on. We've done I've probably done 30 shows on this. I don't know.
Pastor Dixon screwed up.
He signed on to it and then pulled out of the contract.
Right, exactly. And he pulled out and he started not withholding before.
I tried to explain to the guy that they didn't need a 501c3 at the beginning, and he wanted to stay in that contract.
Yeah, well, if you stay in that contract, you can certainly waive your rights, and you will be a religious organization and not a church in their eyes, and as such, they can regulate you and tell you that you anything.
But you know how these globalists do it. They've got everybody used to practicing this for so long. Now they're just trying to say, hey, no churches, period, unless you're certified by us.
Sure, once the precedent has been made and is left in place long enough, then they say, well, it's public policy.
Exactly. Now they're saying it's policy that you don't say you're against the war. Imagine the U.S. government going into churches saying you can't give a speech against the war.
Yeah.
I mean, is this America, folks? They're saying we don't own our property. They can put our kids on drugs if they say they're going to make us take vaccines. I mean, how obvious is this?
Yeah. But some Republican congressman put in a bill to do away with this 501c3 muzzling of churches. And
That was a few months ago. Yeah.
Yeah, and people need to.
I forget who was that. I told my producer I wanted him on.
I can't remember who it was either.
All right, thanks for the call. I really appreciate it, Mike. You bring up fabulous points. Callers always do. We got some other really big guests coming up this week here on the broadcast. You do not want to miss the broadcast coming up Thursday and Friday. Here in closing, the Free Trade Area of the Americas is in deep trouble. Take another few years for it to get back on track, as many as five, way behind schedule, but we got to keep fighting it. You can thank Hugo Chavez and people out there, listeners, that have been fighting it for helping derail it. Good job, so that's going on. We have the Congress passing a law. It's about to go to the Senate, but it's the law hasn't passed yet. It's passed out of the House to federally keep money away from the states that land grab for private interest. And we also have just Schwarzenegger's initiatives going down in flames. A bunch of good stuff is happening all over. And there's so many positive things that the hate crimes law. We haven't been able to get the Republicans for the last 7 years to say they're against it. They've just been voting it down by narrower and narrower, hair-thin, razor-thin margins. Well, guess what? Frist is saying, because of pressure, yes, we're not bringing it up this year. I'm not going to let Kennedy bring it up. And so this is really, we brought it to a head with these ADL bullies. And let them know we're not going to put up with it. And that goes for all the other bullies, too. We're going to stand up to all of you. All of you liars and New World Order trash. The fight's on. Let's do it. Everything is on the line. There's a lot of bad stuff happening, too. San Francisco banning handguns, period, even in your own house. Chinese Christians being arrested for passing out Bibles. A lot of really, really serious things that are happening, and a lot of it that you didn't hear about on the show today is on Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or PrisonPlanet.tv or Infowars.net. They're all excellent sites. Be sure and check them out. God bless you all, and get out there and take on the New World Order. Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.